whole experience really exceeded our expectations. There's no doubt about that. The fact that we visited 8 states in 8 weeks, the big point of difference that we've noticed in the United States compared to Australia and in Tasmania is that from year 9 through to year 12, there is a very strong commitment amongst those schools that offer agricultural education to the nationwide model. Their curriculum, the classroom laboratory, is driven by a collaboratively constructed curriculum that provides consistency in ag science. Their experiential learning is based on a thing called supervised agricultural experience. So that's the practical hands-on stuff that happens. And the third circle is leadership. So the leadership is an equal element to the three-circle model. So the schools that offer agricultural education in the high school years in the States have what you would term fit-for-purpose facilities aimed at providing individualised hands-on experiences.
So what did you see, Mick?
The whole gamut, really, from raising hogs to be sold at the fair, or it might be flower production or plant production. One was constructing barbecues to be used as part of their fundraising event as well. We also saw livestock showing and rearing in the southern part of the states, through to small-scale, very personalised experiences which were well documented. One of the things that came through, though, was that closing the loop. So the students would always have an enterprise component, which was part of their assessment. So this entrepreneurship, sort of commercial production element came out through each of their experiences. And they're supervised by the agricultural educator teacher on site, who have a fairly rigorous process of assessment of their success. And we were fortunate to have a number of students present their projects to us. And Andrew will no doubt talk a little more about that.
I think Mick hit the nail on the head there. The individualised approach, which is the point of difference to what happens on the main here in Tassie, so pretty amazing to see in action. So I think one of the key things that I'd like to think that I've taken away from my experience in the States is that agricultural education and the support of agricultural education is not seen solely as the domain of the education department. There's a range of stakeholders that get behind these high-quality programs, and that includes the school and the local school community. It includes this enterprise component that the individual students are engaged in. It's also a range of other agencies. The universities play a huge role in agricultural education in schools. All these land-grant universities have extension offices that work with teachers, work with educators, work with schools.
Why would they do that?
It's simply about the educational and career pathway. Universities are working closely with the schools to see that by the time those students finish year 12, they're ready to articulate into their courses in agriculture. It's about recruitment of students for the universities, and they do it extremely well.
Mick, do you agree? And if you do, what resources would it take?
Well, yeah, we've come back putting together a model that we think would be a useful starting point for consultation from, agribusiness industry partners, our Department of Agriculture, and, of course, our Department of Education, to sort of, I guess, promote some conversation around funding this. And we've got a well-resolved model towards the goals of improving our agricultural education delivery in the state.
Well, when the Minister meets you and says, if we do this, what outcomes will we achieve? What will you tell him? Would it be outcomes for the bright kids in schools or capacity in industry in the state? What would you say, Andrew Harris?
I think the key outcome is to broaden the number of students that have access to high-quality agricultural education, to attract a broader spectrum of student to agricultural education in those high school years, and to be able to describe a clear educational pathway from our early years right through to year 12 in our schools, and then, of course, the career pathways that can happen beyond that with further education, whether it be tertiary, whether it be vocational. So, yes, our ultimate aim is to describe clear pathways to expand our programs and, in turn, of course, the number of students that are engaging in agricultural education.
Well, I know you said at the outset your studies and travels exceeded your expectations. Now I've got a bit of a sense of why.
We're pleased about that because incumbent on us to come back with something tangible and make the contribution as well. And, one of the overwhelming things is that now that we have a fantastic network into some highly skilled, experienced educators who have a marvellous array of resources, curriculum, that's a real treasure chest for us now to be able to access over time.